USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Folks in London have been waiting in line for hours to view the casket of Queen Elizabeth II. Some people did so amidst the chilliest temperatures in months. The line to see Her Majesty lying in state at Westminster Hall stretches at least 5 miles. King Charles and William, the new Prince of Wales, honored the crowd's patience by making an unannounced visit to greet people waiting in the queue. President Biden expected to attend the state funeral for the Queen on Monday. The event itself will be unprecedented, at least logistically.
The security for Queen Elizabeth's funeral will be the most expensive single-day operation in UK history. The price tag to protect Monday's event is more than $7.5 million and is the largest policing operation the UK police have ever undertaken. London is combining the efforts of the British MI5 and MI6, Secret Service, Global Intelligence Bureaus, and local officers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As expected, the Justice Department has asked the Federal Appeals Court to let it use documents seized at Mar-a-Lago for their investigation into how former President Trump used the records. A lower court barred the department from using the materials. The department told the 11th Circuit that the documents taken from the South Florida estate includes highly sensitive documents and that denying prosecutors immediate access to them would delay their investigation at a heightened risk to national security. It's asking for a ruling, quote, as soon as practicable. Yeshiva University has pulled the plug abruptly on all student club activities due to a Supreme Court decision removing a hold on a court order forcing the Orthodox Jewish school to recognize the YU Pride Alliance, an LGBTQ group. University officials said in an email to students that it will take steps to protect its religious freedom. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Attorneys for Nicholas Cruz, the gunman in the Parkland, Florida school shooting, asked the judge to recuse herself from the case after she scolded them when they abruptly rested their case after calling a fraction of their witnesses. The Broward County Public Defender's Office said in their motion that Judge Elizabeth Shearer held long-standing animosity toward lead defense lawyer Melissa McNeil. Prosecutors said in a response that Shearer has been respectful to both sides. The sudden announcement by McNeil to rest led to a heated exchange between her and Shearer, the judge calling the decision without warning to her or the prosecution, quote, the most uncalled for, unprofessional way to try a case. California's governor is inserting himself into the Florida gubernatorial race.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has revealed that he is willing to give $100,000 to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' midterm opponent in a tweet posted by Newsom, making the objectives clear. Quote, time to make Ron DeSantis a one-term governor.
What Ron DeSantis is doing is a disgrace. It's almost monstrous, and I say that not lightly. I say that quite thoughtfully.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Republican leaders in the Arizona legislature say they will not try to defend a law it passed recently that would limit up-close filming of police. It was challenged by news media organizations and the American Civil Liberties Union. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.